everyone, and welcome to a special edition of COS Live. I'm Rita Peters. I'm the Senior Vice President for Legislative Affairs with Convention of States Action, and I will be your host in introducing to you what we're about to witness here. And it is a hearing of the Hawaii Senate Committee on Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs. And they'll be considering today our Article 5 Convention of States legislation. You'll hear it referred to as SCR 196, or maybe even SCR 196 2024. That refers to the year 2024. Senators De La Cruz, Gabbard, Kidani, Moriwaki, and Wakai are our legislative sponsors and champions there in the Hawaii Senate. The team has recruited those five sponsors. They are all Democrats on the Senate side, along with four Democrat sponsors and four Republican sponsors on the House side. So this is truly a bipartisan Convention of States effort in Hawaii. It's very exciting to witness. If the committee does vote today, and there is a good chance that they will vote today unless they run out of time, so if they vote in favor of our resolution, it would then go to the Hawaii Senate, where hopefully it would receive a full floor vote. So it's a very exciting day. I can tell you, I know some of the leaders on our Hawaii grassroots leadership team, and they are a wonderful team. They're full of energy. They're positive. They're bright, articulate. They're strategic, and they've been working very hard to bring this about, having garnered great support there in the Hawaii legislature in what some would consider a tough environment there from a political perspective. They've done great work to get wonderful sponsors, and then actually to get this committee hearing in Hawaii is a great achievement. Now, 19 states have already passed this same resolution calling for an Article 5 convention for proposing amendments to the U.S. Constitution on three topics: fiscal restraints, term limits, and limits on federal scope and jurisdiction. We need to get 34 states to pass the application in order for the convention to happen. So we're just 15 states away from holding the first ever Article 5 convention that would allow the states finally to rein in Washington, D.C. Currently, there are 19 additional states that have introduced our resolution in 2024, including Hawaii. So you might be wondering, how do we get to this point where we're sitting here waiting for a committee hearing to happen? Well, as I mentioned, the Convention of States Hawaii Citizen Activist Team has been really busy building support across the state from other citizens and people in the grassroots, but also in the legislature. More than 8,600 Hawaiians have signed the Convention of States petition asking their state legislators to vote yes for Convention of States. That's incredible. 8,600 in Hawaii. Amazing. Now, we're not quite sure the order in which this committee is going to take these bills. They do have a number of bills on their agenda based on what I saw a couple of hours ago. So we don't know if we're going to be up first, second, or sometime later. I can tell you that we have Mark Meckler, the president and co-founder of Convention of States Action. He is standing by as we speak, waiting to give testimony remotely. He didn't get to make the trip to Hawaii this time, but he is in Texas with his computer ready to go. I just confirmed that a few minutes ago. So he'll offer testimony. And I don't know how many of our grassroots activists in Hawaii are going to be in the hearing room, going to offer citizen testimony. But again, I know that team is phenomenal, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a great crowd I'm expecting them to do a great job with their testimony. I was advised that there may be a 1 minute limit on testimony in this hearing today. That is not a lot of time, folks, and that makes it a real challenge to speak and explain why you're so passionate about something like this, especially for this Hawaii team that's been working on this for, you know, many of them for years now. So keeping the testimony short is going to be a challenge, but I expect this team will do their best to try to honor that. Don't know if the committee chair will give any leeway on that. I am also really curious to see whether there will be a lot of opponents in this committee hearing. Just not sure what the opposition, who it could be or what it could look like or how many it could be in Hawaii. So it'll be really interesting to see. We're sort of plowing new ground here. Now, if this Hawaii team is successful, they wouldn't be the first team to successfully pass a committee in a legislature that is heavily Democrat, because our Massachusetts team just did that exact thing several weeks ago this year, as they did in the last session in Massachusetts. They got our Convention of States application through a very tough committee. So it can be done. I believe that these legislators are really impacted when they see how many of their constituents, the, you know, regular people, hardworking people of their own state, who care so deeply about this effort to save the Republic, that they take time away from their home, their work, their family, and travel to the Capitol to give testimony. Also, you know, there's so many others. For every person who shows up to testify at the committee hearing, many more are submitting written testimony and contacting their legislators. Looks like the hearing is starting, so we're going to transition there now.
The Military Affairs for our 302 agenda here in room 225 on this March 28th. We have two measures on this agenda, Senate Concurrent Resolution 196, as well as Senate Resolution 168, applying to the United States Congress to call an Article 5 convention to propose certain limited amendments to the United States Constitution. First on our testifiers list, we have Mark White from the Convention of States.
Yes, aloha, Chair and members. Thank you for this hearing. I'm Mark White from Waikele, Waipahu. I am the State Director of Convention of States Action Hawaii. And to make you afraid to move forward, much of what you may hear in opposing testimony today is just not true. You'll hear about the runaway convention and an Article 5 convention has no boundaries. That's not true. Some 40 interstate conventions have been held throughout our history. Not one has ever exceeded its scope. And these meetings of sovereign states have always operated with guidelines, much like the rules of our own state legislature. You'll be told the delegates of the convention of 1787 exceeded their authority. Well, that's false, because we've read the actual commissions given them by their states to, quote, discuss all such alterations and provisions as may be necessary to render the federal constitution adequate for the exigencies of the union, unquote. The Convention of States can only propose, not change, the Constitution. Each proposed amendment must have a supermajority support of the American people to then be ratified by 38 states. I strongly urge passage of SCR 196. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Next in our testifiers list is Brett Kolbis from COS Action Hawaii.
Chair Wakai, committee members, my name is Brett Kolbis. I'm a 26-year Navy veteran and the COS Action Hawaii State Grassroots Coordinator, representing over 9,000 petition signers and supporters here in Hawaii. Mahalo for holding this hearing for the vitally important Convention of States Resolution SCR 196. I fully support its passage. It is always disappointing when solutions are readily available but not embraced because of fear from misunderstanding. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, they intended the state governments to check the power of the national government they created. Article 5 is that power, and you, as state legislators, were given the sole responsibility to use that power to call a convention of states, and even to ratify any proposed amendments that may come out of a convention. I implore you to use it. I will close with this question for you to ponder. How can we simultaneously say we love our children while betraying their generation and the generations yet unborn? That is all. Standing by for any questions.
Thank you, Brett. Alberto Lono, excuse me.
Aloha, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Alberto Lono, District Captain of House District 25. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. As you know, there is opposition of Article 5 Convention of States, and that's because they are opposing out of fear. Fear of a runaway convention, or fear of getting rid of the Constitution altogether. You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, that they will end paying a debt they didn't ask for. I'm afraid for parents losing their rights to what their children are being taught in school and being threatened with persecution. I'm afraid that money are being printed for $6 trillion out of thin air, and who's going to pay for that debt? Again, our children and grandchildren. My fears are not imaginary. They are real. They are happening right in front of our own eyes. And in closing, it's time to do your duty. Advance this resolution. If not, then when? When do you finally say enough is enough and agree to use a measure granted to you by the founding fathers of our Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alberto. That mic might be giving us feedback. So if you're going to testify, maybe we just try this mic. We'll see. Okay. You're good, Alberto. But for the folks that are coming up to testify, we could probably try this microphone. We have Chandra Richmond.
Aloha, my name is Shannara Richmond. I'm a Convention of States volunteer. I live in Eva Beach, and I support this resolution. Thank you for hearing my testimony. That omnibus bill was the last straw for me. We are now facing a national debt that is impossible to repay. To assume that you are not aware of this is an insult to your intelligence. Americans suffer while DC politicians become multimillionaires on a government salary. What Washington, D.C. is shoving down our throats is fiscally impossible. Everyone knows this. It's so obvious. We can't help but wonder what are the real motives of those who blindly voted for this. It's clear Washington, D.C. doesn't care about America, and it has zero interest in fiscal accountability. Our federal government is severely broken, and it will not and perhaps cannot save itself. It's time for state legislators to step up to the plate and assume the responsibility that was given to them by our founding fathers. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution gives the states a solution, a way to amend the Constitution that can protect we the people from this irresponsible, self-destructive federal tyranny. The Convention of States might be the only option we have left to save our republic. It is a solution that can create a sustainable economic future for our grandchildren. Please pass this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Richmond. Rita Kama Kimura.
Chair, committee members, my name is Rita Kama Kimura. I'm from Central Oahu, that would be Mililani. I am here today to ask you to support this resolution. Simply put, our founders were geniuses. They knew the hearts of men because they created within the Constitution Article 5. I look at Article 5 as the fourth arm of the government. You might say that it gave us, the people, a voice through you. Our founders were aware that at some point, Congress might need to be reined in and reminded of their limited power and responsibility. Now here they were given unlimited power. Whether their fiscal irresponsibility, which has been grossly abused by both parties with a total disregard for the struggling taxpayer, or the overreaching federal government into areas that were meant for state control and without the federal government interference, such as education. I believe the founders felt elected officials should serve a limited number of terms, and then return to their private lives to live among the people they had promised to serve and to live under the laws and regulations they had implemented. This has not happened. All these areas have been abused, and it must stop. The first step is to call for a convention of states. So I'm here to ask you to support and pass this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Lorraine Nipp.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my name is Lorraine Nipp. I am a COS volunteer. Washington, D.C. is no longer functioning. Americans are tired of seeing a Congress who continues to spend unchecked and leaves our southern borders wide open. Only two pathways going forward exist. The first pathway, Congress must fix itself, but we know it won't. The second pathway is Article 5. It was written so that our nation could avoid tyranny from ever happening in our country, but we do see tyranny in the form of government overspending and government overreach today. The Founding Fathers wrote Article 5 specifically to provide a necessary fourth check and balance onto the federal government itself. It gave the power back to the states, allowing it to propose amendments to the Constitution that would return sound government back to us again. We respectfully ask for your support for SCR 196.
Blanca Larson.
Aloha, distinguished chair and committee members. Thank you for the opportunity to testify on SR 196 and the companion SR 168. My name is Blanca Larson, and I come from District 45, Westside. I am here in support of this resolution and its companion because we need to bring the power back to the people to restrain federal abuse of power by applying for a convention in accordance with Article 5 of the United States Constitution for we the people. We impose federal restrictions on the federal government, limit the power and the jurisdiction of the federal government, limit the terms to office of federal officials and members of Congress. We the people need to take back our power because the politicians don't listen to us. The federal government has failed us, the people. We are tired. We are tired of being ignored. Our voices are not being heard by politicians who continuously introduce bills that hurt our community instead of helping. We want accountability and we want to be heard. We have to care for our state, our people. We have to bring power back to the people. Mahalo. This resolution, please pass this resolution. Mahalo and God bless.
Thank you, Ms. Larson. Before we go to Zoom, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify this semester? Yes, please come forward.
Chair, Vice Chair, committee members, my name is Scott Shedko. I am an ordinary citizen from Kaneohe. I'm sorry, Mr. Ava isn't here today. I think the Convention of States is an interesting idea. I'm just learning about it. You have probably read it, having pledged to uphold the Constitution. I've read the Constitution, but I've glossed over Article 5. So one thing I like about it is that each state gets one vote. So what a great opportunity for us, a state with 1.4 million people, to have the same influence as New York, Florida, Texas, even California with their 39 million population. It seems like it's supported by quite a few leaders from both parties, and that's also a rare opportunity. Washington is sinking deeper and deeper into their own quagmire. They're not going to fix themselves. Time is short. Let's try to be a part of the solution. Let's be courageous and let's make history. Please pass this resolution.
Thank you, Scott. Sheldon.
Hello, I'm Boyd Reedy. I live in Haleiwa. I'm for this resolution. I really appreciate you taking the time to hear it. I think it's the only, it's been 5 years since it's been heard in this legislature. Let's take a step back. The government was formed by the states. We're called the United States. And the one thing in the Constitution you can't change is this: is the two votes for each state in the Senate. That's the one thing you can't change. That was required. However, the 17th Amendment took your power to direct your two senators away and gave it to the popular vote. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it did reduce the power of the states. The only last power you've got is Article 5 convention, which is not a direct power, it's indirect. It says we can convene 3/5, and 3/5 can propose amendments for 4/5, I mean for 3/4 to pass. So it doesn't take any implementation immediately. However, your delegation is chosen by the legislature. You could have them popularly elected or choose them how you like. And when they vote in this thing, each delegation gets one vote. Each state gets one vote. So you have the voting power of a big state. So this puts the power that was given away in the 17th Amendment back when necessary to the states. So I think it's, even if you don't agree with the three main things they want, the term limits, balanced budget, and restrictions on the overweening power of the federal bureaucracy, I think all those things are needed. But even if you don't agree with any of those, it behooves us to be a participant in a historical event like this, where the states say, you know what, finally, yeah, we have a say. The states have a say in the federal government. Otherwise, the only way an amendment comes out is if the Congress, by 2/3 vote, puts an amendment to the people. That's the only way. And they're not going to amend to have term limits. And they're not going to amend to restrict the federal government. So take your chance, whether you agree with the purposes or not. It's not going to run away. I'm a registered parliamentarian. There's, it's part of common law. That's how you run these things. It's not going to run away. So please do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to testify? Yes.
I don't even know what district I live in. I do vote. I live near Alawana, and I just wanted to, and I was very impressed with what the arguments of the last two speakers. As a smaller state, this is an opportunity for us to punch above our weight, and legally. And I mean, I'm not, and that, it's a very, and also about the 17th Amendment, I agree with him that state authorities, power was taken away from them. And the only, as the last two said, is an Article 5 convention. Otherwise, we will have a federal bureaucracy that will do whatever it wants. And whether you disagree with the points that are supposed to be the key issues at this convention, you have an opportunity as a smaller state to have your voice heard. And so that's all I have to say. It's a very, I think it's a really great argument.
Could I get your name? Lucas Wheeler. Thank you, Lucas. Is there anyone else in the room that wishes to testify on these two resolutions? If not, we're going to go to Zoom and hopefully be joined by Robert Fitzgibbons. IT is Robert Fitzgibbons.
I know Robert is not available on Zoom, but we have Mark available.
Okay, welcome, Mark. Oh, Mark.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, esteemed Vice Chairman, esteemed members of the committee. It's an honor to be here with you today, and I am the president of Convention of States Action, the national organization behind this movement. I have to say, coming here at the end of these testifiers is very humbling. I almost don't belong there. You've heard from so many great citizens of Hawaii. I feel like a little bit of an interloper coming in. I'm coming to you because I am an expert on Article 5 process at the Convention of States Resolution. I've led this organization for over 10 years. I've testified in most of the legislatures around the country. And so I offer myself as a resource to you, and I'm happy to take questions. One main point that I'd like to make with you, and something that I'm especially impressed with and proud of, Hawaii and your legislature, this is a very bipartisan resolution. You'll note there are multiple Democrat sponsors in the Senate, multiple from both party in the House and Senate. There are very few things that we can agree upon in this country today. It seems like everything is contentious. And yet, when you look at this issue, it is common ground among most people. People believe, over 85% of the polled public believe that there should be term limits on Congress. Over 85% believe there need to be some kind of financial restrictions on the federal government. And about 3/4 of the population believes that in some way, shape, or form, we need to restrain the scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. For me, the idea is to return the power over Hawaii to Hawaiians, to make sure that all the funds that come to Hawaii are Hawaii's to spend how Hawaii deems fit. I trust Hawaiians to govern Hawaiians. Mahalo. Thank you for allowing me to testify today, and I'm happy to stand for any questions.
IT, is there anyone else via Zoom joining us?
No other testifiers.
Okay. Members, any questions for those online or in the audience? No? Okay. We're going to take a brief recess prior to taking the vote.
Okay, folks, we definitely don't want to miss the vote, so I'm going to try to stop talking as soon as I see Mr. Chair come back on, but I just want to say, wow, I was expecting great things from this Hawaii team because I know them and they're wonderful, but they exceeded my expectations, just did a great job. They really stuck to the time limits. They made their points. They were articulate. Just loved seeing that. And I have to say too, I'm very proud of our very own Mark Meckler. He did a great job in really emphasizing the truly bipartisan nature of this effort in Hawaii. And, you know, I hope all the states can watch and learn from this because truly Convention of States is something that people can agree.
We're reconvening the Committee on Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs to take a vote on these two resolutions, SCR 196 and SR 168. With the overwhelming testimony all in support, the chair's recommendation is to pass both of these resolutions out as they are. Any discussion?
Yep. Two points. I don't know if we actually need to move the second one because it doesn't do any good, because if the SCR doesn't pass, nothing happens. Is that right? It has to pass both houses, I believe. So I don't know if there's any point. If you want to, obviously you can, but it doesn't make any difference. The other thing is I'm going to do good with reservations because I don't have any prop. I don't agree with the three things that are in there. I would want to put in overturning Citizens United, clarifying the Second Amendment. I could probably come up with some more stuff later, but I don't really view any of these as being Article 5 convention problems. Having said that, I'm not afraid like most liberals are of the Article 5 convention, because I agree with you guys that there are checks and balances on it, that it would be very difficult. If there was going to be a runaway convention, the Congress already has like 75 or 80 petitions that have come in, and they don't glom them together. They have to be exactly the same petition. So I'm not worried about the convention itself, but I would have different priorities. So that's all a very long way of saying I'll vote WR.
Any further discussion? If not, Senator Elefante, I will, yes.
Chair's recommendation on SCR 196 and SR 168 is to both pass unamended. Chair votes aye. Vice Chair votes aye with reservations. Senator Fukunaga.
Aye.
Senator Rhodes.
So since I think the SR is doesn't do anything, I'll vote no on that and yes on the SCR, if that's okay.
Okay, so up on SCR, still with reservations?
Reservations.
Okay. And then Senator Rhodes is no vote on SCR 168. Senator Awa is excused. Mr. Chair, recommendations adopted.
Okay. Congratulations.
So there you have it, folks. Amazing. Our Convention of States application has just sailed through this Hawaii Senate Committee on Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs. We are through Senate Committee in Hawaii. I don't know if I can say for sure that this is the first time this has ever happened in Hawaii, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time this has ever happened in Hawaii. I believe we're going to have Mark White, the state director of Hawaii, joining us in just a moment. And I know he will know that answer for sure. But what an amazing thing we just saw. Again, our volunteers in that committee hearing room were fantastic. They filled the committee hearing room. That's important. They had their COS garb on. But what I think is most important is the way they were articulate. They were respectful. They respected the 2 minute per person time limit, which is a really hard thing to do when you've put the time and effort into coming to give testimony and you're passionate about something. It's hard to say what you need to say in 2 minutes, but they did it. I am so impressed with them. Again, they surpassed my expectations. I noticed there was no opposition testimony from the grassroots. I don't know if I can recall that ever happening before in a state committee hearing, but what an amazing thing to have no opposition. How could the committee do anything but pass this resolution onto the floor? So that is what happens next. It is through committee. It does go to the full Senate now, and it'll be interesting to see if they are willing to give us a vote and how soon that may happen. I understand. Yeah, we have Mark Meckler joining us. Mark, you did a great job. I wasn't sure how you were going to do with the 2-minute time limit, but you used it really well. What did you, I know you saw the whole hearing too. What did you think about it?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that I missed is what you could see, which was you could see all of our team there. So that must've been really cool to see that. For me, I mean, I wasn't left with a lot to do. Honestly, the team did such a fantastic job. It's really impressive to me to see each team in each state rise to the occasion. And there's literally no comparison this year to previous years, how good the teams are doing in their testimony. It's very clear. There's a lot of time going in. There's a lot of preparation going in. It wasn't this way 5 or 6 years ago. Teams, people got up, they said whatever they wanted. It was clear there wasn't coordination or training. And that's on us, honestly. Now the teams are so in control. They're so strong. There's such good leadership in Hawaii. Mark White, Brett, doing such a great job there leading the team and preparing them. But the time I got up there, just not that much for me to do. And I appreciate that. That's ideal. And I really am humbled to follow a group of patriots like that. It's a little weird to be the out-of-state guy. Hawaiians should speak for Hawaiians. And they did an extraordinary job. And the only thing that I think I was able to bring home is just how bipartisan this is. And we're actually seeing more and more of this. I mean, I don't know if everybody knows if you talked about this, but we have 5 Democrat sponsors in the Senate. There's no Republicans. It's all Democrats sponsoring it. In the House, we have 4 and 4. And this is a truly bipartisan effort. And in a time in America when we can't seem to agree on anything, the fact that you can get that kind of bipartisan support gives me great hope.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, it looks like we have Hawaii State Director Mark White and the rest of the team ready to join us. Hey, congratulations, guys. An amazing job you did. Tell us what you're feeling, what you're thinking.
Well, I'll tell you, it's absolutely fantastic. You can see the crowd behind me. We had some great, great attendance. The milestone for Hawaii, never have reached passed through a committee hearing, and that happened today. So we thanked our sponsor, and honestly, we were missing a vote, and yet we still made it through. So we were really happy about that. I was concerned that we were going to get through so much other stuff that we were going to lose our time, but it was fantastic. We had several testifiers that had rehearsed. We had rehearsed a couple times. We actually ended up with 2 minutes per, but I think the shorter versions actually work better.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Our team is really, really jubilant because they know what effort it takes to get to a committee hearing and then get passed in committee. Now, we're not done, but yeah, there's more to go, but this is a milestone in itself.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I just want to jump in for a second. Congratulations. You and Brett have done such a good job and others leading this team through the years. You've been steadfast through the difficult times. That was incredible to see that. This is a milestone, and everything we do in convention states, it's incremental. It's very rare that we achieve a victory all the way through a legislature in 1 year. You know, it's just getting a sponsor and then ultimately getting to a committee hearing and then getting a win out of committee. This is a huge milestone for Hawaii. I also want you guys to know for the whole team, this is something that I will use as I travel all over the country, that you guys just passed it. We're calling it the Hawaii Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what my wife Patty referred to it as. She's super excited. She's at a meeting here in Texas right now, and she's going around bragging everybody should have a dinner with that Hawaii just passed out of committee. So thank you guys for giving us the ammo to go out and fight in the rest of the country.
And Mark, on behalf of the whole national team, I just want to add my congratulations to you and the whole team there. you know, before the committee hearing started, I predicted and told all of our viewers that they were going to see a group of talented, articulate, organized patriots testifying in that committee hearing. And then when the hearing was over, I had to say, you guys surpassed my expectations. You were brilliant, and you are an inspiration not only to Mark and me, not only to the national staff, but to the patriots around the country just like you. You inspire us so much when you show that this can happen in Hawaii. It can happen in any state.
Hey, Rita, how many people did we have watching these guys all over the country?
We have over 300 watching right now. People all over the country. Watching.
Yeah.
So you guys are famous.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a long time, and we met this committee in 2018, and we've been waiting since then to get back here. So we're glad to have finally passed through this committee. We have more work to do. There is another committee that could kill it, but this is a milestone that's to be celebrated. So thank you all for all your well wishes and your prayers, and we're going to say a prayer ourselves before we go home.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. And that's going to be a wrap for us with this special edition of COS Live. Thank you so much for joining us and watching. If you joined us late, we just made history in Hawaii, or our grassroots team, I should say, made history in Hawaii by passing out of the Hawaii Senate Committee on Public Safety, Intergovernmental, and Military Affairs. Stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted as more news takes place in Hawaii. Thanks, everyone. God bless you. Good night.
To learn more about our grassroots movement, go to www.conventionofstates.com.